This week's theme is rediscovering. I am currently in a period of rediscovery myself that involves some technology and friends from my distant past. This past year was a difficult one for many of us, and I missed seeing friends, family, neighbors, and going to events. My routine was to get up, go to work, stay socially distanced, wearing a mask, come home, and that was about it, except for the occasional trip to the store. I'm not the most active person when there isn't a pandemic going on, but I'd felt pretty isolated for this past year. Last fall, I was sitting at my usual spot at home, reading some Facebook stuff when in came a friend request. The name was hyphenated, but I recognized the name from 42 years ago. She and I attended Lutheran schools separately, hers in Kimberly, mine in Appleton. And if you wanted to play an instrument, you could take lessons at your school. But the band got together on Saturday mornings at the Lutheran school in Appleton. This is where we had met and became acquainted back in 1978. So it was exciting to get this friend request. Shortly after I accepted her friend request, she had sent me a message saying that she was conversating with one of my older classmates. They were talking regularly, and my name had come up. And this is what started a wave of rediscovery for me. We began messaging back and forth regularly. Then we were talking on the phone every few days, and I went to church with her a few times, which meant a lot to her. It meant a lot to be invited as well. Our friendship rediscovery continued to mature, and we would talk on a regular basis, meet for dinner on Friday evenings. After a few months went by, I hadn't heard from her in 5 days, which was unusual. I called my old classmate to see if he had heard from her, and when he said he hadn't, we were concerned and called the police to do a welfare check. We discovered that she had been found non-responsive in her home by one of her kids and was in the hospital. We did end up losing her 2 weeks later, which was very sad, but her passing was not going to be in vain. A large group of us got together after the funeral to celebrate our friend's life. And we vowed to rediscover our friendships from long ago in her honor. These last 6 months have been a rewarding time for me. Since the funeral in March of this year, I've gone to 3 Timber Rattlers games, a Brewer game, the Green Bay Botanical Gardens when things were blooming, the Fire downtown for a project making session, the Mile of Music, several Thursday night concerts at Jones Park, dinners out, discovering walking trails, a trip to Menominee, Michigan to fish on the Bay of Green Bay, and more. This rediscovery of friends and making new ones has changed my life for the better. I've done more in the past 6 months than I've done in years and rediscovered friendships from long ago. Thanks to my friend who reached out with a friend request, I have many new friends now and look forward to more adventures with them.
Thank you to Dave for his story of his journey of rediscovery. So they say the eyes are the windows to the soul. That's what they say, right? The eyes are the windows to the soul. You know, during the before times, which as many of you might know, many people have come to call the time before the pandemic, the before times. During the before times, I would hear that saying, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And if I was honest, it would sound a bit pretentious, like you're trying really hard to be deep, but things have changed. Now I hear that saying, the eyes are the windows to the soul, and I will unironically and enthusiastically nod my head to agree, because, oh my goodness, yes, eyes can be so helpful for connecting with people and expressing yourself. After getting used to wearing a mask every day, I've become so much more mindful of what my eyes are doing and how I communicate with them. Has anyone else had this experience too? Yeah, right? We spend so much time now with the lower half of our faces covered up so that we can keep each other safe, so that we can keep our communities safe. And then the eyes are just about all that's left for the world to see. I was talking with someone this past week who shared a super relatable story. They had been to one of our in-person services last Sunday, and they were so happy to be in our building, surrounded by people young and old, and near where they sat, there was a family with a baby. And at one point, in the middle of the service, that baby made a noise, just a regular, cute little baby noise. And it brought this person so much joy to hear a baby nearby that they turned to the family and smiled. Then they realized afterward that it was probably hard to see their smile because of their mask covering it up. And that realization left them worried that perhaps they looked like they were turning toward them because they were annoyed, when really they were just full of joy and excitement. And so here I'll pause to say this as an aside for the record: the sound of young ones in our service is always a joy. But I too have totally been in situations like that. Anyone else, right? Yeah? Situations where your face is trying to express something, but other people have no idea because you're wearing your mask. And I don't know about you, but I've really struggled with that. I'm an expressive person. And so I've learned now that the eyes are the windows to the soul. These days, I personally have found myself trying to perfect the art of smizing, which, if you watch the television show America's Next Top Model sometime around 2008, you know that smizing refers to smiling with your eyes, right? So someone can tell you're smiling just by looking at your eyes. It's like a model skill, but very useful. I'm not sure I get it right. Sometimes I might look a little weird or maybe just tired, but I'm playing around with it. And I invite us all right now to go ahead and try it. Go ahead and turn towards someone near you if you feel comfortable and try smizing. Try smiling with your eyes. It's fun, right? It's cute. Isn't that nice? I never expected that I'd have to figure out a new way to smile or a new way to express any emotion. I never expected that our casual social interactions would change in this way and leave me thinking so much about what my eyes are doing. I don't know if I've ever paid this much attention to my eyes before in my life. My eyes, what they're doing, other people's eyes, what they're expressing. I feel like I'm rediscovering eyes and all of their emotive potential. I really appreciate Dave's story a few moments ago about his journey of rediscovery, when he shared with us how he has been rediscovering old friendships from his past and how meaningful that has been for him. When him and I were planning this service and he was sharing that story with me, he also pointed out that the whole experience of reconnecting with these friends had been made all the more richer and deeper because everyone has changed and a lot has happened since they were in school together. Life's ups and downs, joys and tragedies have brought them to this special place in time of rediscovering each other and their friendships. Life changes. Life changes us. And boy, have these past few years thrown us into these changes more than ever, right? I'm not just talking about learning to live in a global pandemic and smiling with our eyes. Yes, the pandemic is the main thing on my mind these days, and it's definitely created overwhelming changes. And also, I know that many among us have been feeling swept up by other changes as well, by increasingly divisive political rhetoric, by attacks on science, by the ways that conversations about racism and colonialism and white supremacy have finally unabashedly flooded into our country's vernacular. Not to mention by all that we have been through in our own personal lives. And now here we are, gathered in this room together, relearning how to connect with each other, how to read each other's faces, looking into each other's eyes, rediscovering how to exist in community together with all that has changed. And whatever has shaped us in recent years, you can't deny that we have been changed. You have changed. I have changed. We're learning to communicate with each other in new ways. We're rethinking what's important to us, how we see the world. We may notice injustice in new and different ways. We may look at other people in new and different ways. The things we're willing to or not willing to put up with, the big questions that we ask about life and existence and what it means to be a part of a global community. All of that has probably changed and is still changing. Our spiritual needs have changed and are still changing. Change calls us into rediscovery. And what better time to focus on rediscovery than right now with everything that has been going on? That's why rediscovery was chosen as our fellowship's big theme for this program year. We are rediscovering ourselves. We are rediscovering this community. We are rediscovering our UU faith. You know, when our worship team first chose this theme last year, the team was expecting our rediscovery together to be a rediscovery of what life is like after the pandemic. That just gets you, right? Here we are still mustering up whatever we have in us to continue moving through this global health crisis with everything still always changing, still marinating in uncertainty. But if you think about it, discovery and rediscovery are not like before and after photos. It's not like we say, okay, I figured it all out. I know who I am. I know what I need. I'm done. We don't do that at any age. Rediscovery is certainly a process. It's ongoing because the world is going to keep changing and we're going to keep changing. In the reading that Dave read earlier this morning, Reverend Eric W. Martinez Wesley points out that with all of these changes, it is so easy to feel lost in that labyrinth of life. But when lost, he says, perhaps the greatest question our faith asks of us is this: how will we be found? How will we be found? That's where our fellowship community comes in, isn't it? In the finding. You see, this is a place to bring our lostness. This is a place to bring those new questions we're asking, those questions about life and existence and being a part of a community. This is a place to explore whatever it is that is important to us these days. This is a place to dive into what our spirit needs right now. This is a place to play around with new ways of connecting and tapping into what is meaningful and good. What other place can you think of that can say that? In this moment, in this time, our religious community, our Unitarian Universalist community has something truly unique and beautiful to offer us. This is a place to bring our rediscovery of ourselves. And in the process of bringing that rediscovery here, perhaps we will find ourselves rediscovering our fellowship community and our UU faith in new ways. It's very possible that you might find this community and this religion to hold untapped potential in your life. The only way to find out is to look for it. Perhaps anxieties of the time leave you with a deep thirst for a grounding spiritual practice that connects the body, mind, and spirit. Bring that thirst here. Perhaps world events leave you with confusing questions about ethics and living in relationship to others. Bring those questions here. Perhaps you are nothing but exhausted, down to your bones, feeling a desperate need for self-care. Bring that here. Perhaps for once in your life, you feel hungry for something to believe in, for a connection to some central goodness or spirit in the world. Bring that hunger here. Perhaps you face an unscratchable itch for justice and figuring out your own work in making the world a better place, your own role. Bring that itch here. Perhaps you feel confused about what you need and you're just looking for a place to exist just as you are right now. Bring that confusion here. Perhaps you are grieving and simply need to be held in your grief. Bring your grief here. Whatever you find in your own process of rediscovery, bring it here. And together we can rediscover what this community and our faith that we so cherish can offer in the process. Bring it here where we can welcome it with smiling eyes or with a compassionate hand to the heart. Bring it here. May it be so, and amen.